Yeah. Feel the vibrations in your body and feel the space around you. Bring your attention towards the east behind Marcella. And let us invite the Archangel Raphael, the Angel of the Morning, the Angel of the Dawn, the Angel of Breath, to seal and protect the quarter of the east. Feel the presence of the angel, feel the great wings opening above, below, and all around. Feel the energy of the angel sealing and holding the quarter of the east. Bringing the breath of the morning into our sphere. Bring your attention to the south behind Andy and Rob. And here we invite the Archangel Michael, the Angel of Fire and Light, the Angel of Noontime and Summer. Feeling this great burning, brilliant presence, extending his wings above, below, and all around, to seal and protect the quarter of the south. Feel the presence and light and fire of the angel illuminating our sphere. Bringing our attention to the east behind Roberta and Pauline. In the west, we find the Archangel Gabriel, Angel of the Setting Sun of Twilight, Angel of the Autumn, Angel of Water, of Purification, of Flow, whose waters cleanse and irrigate and bring new life. Feel that great angel extending its wings above, below, and all around, holding the quarter of the west. And behind me in the north, we invite the Archangel Uriel, the light that shines in darkness, the angel of night and winter, the angel of death and transformation, the alchemist. feeling his wings extend above, below, and all around to seal the quarter of the north, to make the sphere complete. Feel the holding of our sphere, above us, below us, on all sides of us. Feel the great wings of the angels wrapping around us with the qualities of air and fire, water and earth. And as we feel contained in this, we invite the angels to empty the sphere, so it may become a vacuum, a place of new possibility. We don't have to do anything in this, we just ask the angels to clean and purify the space. We just sit and witness that. Be aware of the central axis of the sphere. Be aware of above and below and center. Let your awareness drop downwards to the bottom point of the sphere, a place where the wings all interlock to form a knot of light. Let your attention sink down to the lowest point of the sphere. Let your attention interact with the knot, allowing it to open slightly, to loosen. And as it does, we feel the energy of the Earth Dragon rising up into the sphere from the center of the Earth. Feel a great sinuous spiraling movement of the earth fire rising up into the center of the circle, intersecting with the table and the bowl. And letting our attention move up with it to the top of the sphere, where again we find the knot of light at the topmost point of the sphere. And as our attention touches it, the knot loosens and opens, and the star fire descends, the star dragon descends into the sphere, the silvery, potent light, the light of the stars. As the star dragon descends into the circle, it meets the earth dragon at the center. coming together in a moment of creation, coming together in the creation of the new sun, the new light, the new impulse. Relax now into the presence of the new sun. Be with the sphere and the angels, the axis and the center. But above all, be with the new sun. Enter into it, let it enter into you. Trust the flow and the movement and the mischievous stillness of the new sun, the Ash Meseref, the fire that purifies. I'll just be quiet now for a little while we work with it. slowly letting the energy of the new sun be absorbed into us. Noticing the two locks close. And the angels turn outwards to release the energy into the wider world. Letting our blessing move out into the world. Letting the energy of the sphere dissolve. And its energy moving outwards into the wider cosmos. Gradually bringing your attention back out, back into the room.